Here's your instant analysis of the Browns' 24-18 win over the Baltimore Ravens today. What really stood out in this game for me? A number of things. How about the bounce back game that Devon Bess had today? You look back at his last performance, dropping passes all over the place, fumbling a punt. I was calling for him to be cut. The professional that he was, he didn't let it bother him. He went out, caught two touchdown passes today, and his other catch, only three catches, his other catch for a huge first down late in the game on third down that allowed the Browns to keep the ball, run some more clock, which eventually led to a field goal with 14 seconds left. So, Devon Bess, a tip of the cap to you for bouncing back in a big, big way today for the Cleveland Browns. Greg Little actually showed up today, too, making some very tough catches. I don't know where those came from. Yes, he had a couple of stupid penalties, and that's that emotion that he needs to keep under control. But seven grabs for a buck 22 today. Greg Little showing up big on offense. And how about Jason Campbell? 23 of 35, 262 in the air, three touchdowns, but most importantly, no interceptions, no fumbles. Took care of the football, managed the game, and also made some plays. Realized that, hey, it's okay to take a sack and punt the football. It's okay to throw the ball into the stands and live to see another down and not turn it over and shorten the field for the opposition. Jason Campbell, solid job in his second start with the Cleveland Browns, getting the victory today. And when you look at the three starting quarterbacks for the Browns that they've used this year, Brian Hoyer, 3-0 as a starter. Jason Campbell, 1-1. Brandon Weeden, 0-4. The numbers speak for themselves. Jason Campbell dinged up his ribs a little bit, played through it. The bye week will do him well, as the Browns don't play now for 2 weeks when they welcome the Cincinnati Bengals to town. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with Jason Campbell, if those ribs are okay. If they are, he definitely is the starter. You don't want to see Weeden in there if you're a Browns player or you're a Browns fan. It's just the way it is. He had to come in briefly today, was 1 of 2 for minus 2 yards, and his other pass, he almost got called for intentional grounding. So a major difference when Campbell and Hoyer are in at quarterback for the Browns versus Brandon Weeden. Let's talk about the defensive side of things today. The Brownies today doing an excellent job on defense, holding the Ravens to only 55 yards rushing. Ray Wright's 11 carries, 17 yards. He used to be a Browns killer. He was a big reason why the Browns had lost 11 straight coming into today's game to the Ravens. But he was held to just 17 yards today on the ground. And checking his passing stats, because he used only 21 yards there. So 38 total yards for Ray Rice. And the Browns defense deserves mucho credit for doing the job on Ray Rice and also pressuring the hell out of Joe Flacco today, as they came up with 5 sacks of Joe Flacco today and held the Ravens to 278 total yards. Joe Hayden with an interception. Gotta love that, number 23, Hayden Nation, came up big as he has answered the bell each and every game going up against the opposition's number one receiver. So a tip of the cap to Joe Hayden and a tip of the cap to Rob Chudzinski today too for going for it twice on fourth and short and converting. Love the aggressiveness. Love the cojones that he showed today in saying to his offense, I believe in you. And also saying to his defense, look, if we don't get it, I believe in you that you'll stop them and get the ball back for the Browns. So a good win for the Browns today as they improved to 4-5 on the year. Looking at the AFC North, the Bengals all alone in first place at 6-3. Browns all alone in second place right now, 2 games back at 4-5. The Ravens are 3-5, 2.5 back, and the Steelers in last place in the AFC North at 2-6, as they got crushed today by the New England Patriots 55-31. The Steelers with the second worst record in the AFC and tied for the fourth worst record in the NFL right now. Why is that important? Because of the trade that the Browns made on draft day. If you remember, go back, the Browns traded their fourth round pick in 2013 for the Steelers' third round pick in 2014. So the worse the Steelers' record is, the better that draft pick is that the Browns will have in the third round this year. So Browns fans should have a great time celebrating this win because, number one, they beat the Ratbirds from Baltimore, and number two, the Steelers got crushed and are on their way to having maybe a top five, at least a top 10 pick in the draft, which will benefit the Cleveland Browns. So there's your instant analysis of the Browns' 24-18 win over the Baltimore Ravens.